Duddy patted their soft, unformed spikes.
You can live with me and Uncle Gabe. I'll teach you to be cellar hogs.
When Joseph returned with Marielle and Rawnblade, a full meeting was called. Freed slaves crowded into the big cavern. Rawnblade expressed surprise at the numbers.
Quite a sizable army, Joseph. I didn't think there were so many.
The bellmaker indicated a crowd packing the ledges at the rear.
Our Trag warriors, who stole three of the Sea Rat ships, have brought us many ore slaves who wish to join us. All of these have been landed from the three ships we captured. There must be close on 100 new arrivals, though we're still far below in numbers compared to the Sea Rats.
Marielle stood alongside her father.
Not to worry. We've got their ships. It's the rats who are trapped on this island and not us. Besides, we have the advantage of cover and surprise. Lord Rawnblade, would you like to outline our plan?
The badger took a charred stick from the fire and drew upon the rock face.
This is for Bladegate. We will attack tonight when they are sleeping. These three tunnels come out into the hills, both sides and behind the fort. Marielle, you and your friends will lead 1/3 of our force to attack from the left. Joseph, my friend, you will lead the other 1/3 from the right. That way, they will be under pressure from both sides. My Marielle will tell you what to do.
Marielle took over, flattered that such a warrior as the Lord of Salamandasson was consulting her judgment, recognising in the Mouse Maid a fellow warrior spirit.
Use bows and slings. Don't attempt to climb the walls into the courtyard. Stay well hidden and use the ground above the tunnel entrances. That way we can send arrows and stones down at them. But remain silent. Don't give the Sea Rats any noisy or standing targets to fire back at. And keep slinging rocks and firing arrows as hard as you can. Tarquin, once the rats are occupied in fighting us on both sides, you will attack the front gates of the courtyard. Take the rest of the force with you and make as much noise as possible. You will have a battering ram to smash away at the gates with. We will besiege them from three sides. Tarquin, your squad will be armed with spears, bows and long pikes. Got that?
Understood, old scout. What happens then?
I come from the back.
Lord Rawnblade explained.
I will pick my moment. It will be when most of the Sea Rats are defending the front gate from your battering ram. Outside the tunnel, at the rear of the fort, is a big boulder on the hillside. I will send it down the hill to smash through the rear courtyard wall. Joseph, the moment you see the boulder start to roll, bring your force down from the right to back me up. Marielle, you bring your creatures down from the left to join Wood Sorrel. I'm banking on the rats doing about turn and coming to face me. If the ram hasn't battered the gates down, you must prop it against them and use it as a ladder. Well, that is the plan. First, they'll be attacked from the left and right, then from the front and back. Once we are inside the courtyard, we can force our way into the fort itself. Then, it's good luck to whoever finds Gabool.
By unanimous decision, the plan was voted a good one. Joseph stood to have a final word with the occupants of the cavern. Grey-furred as he was, the bellmaker stood tall in their eyes, the suffering and indignities he had put up with etching his strong face, righteous vengeance ringing out from his voice like the sound of his own great bell.
Hear me! This is the time I have waited for! We will rid the earth of sea rats for all seasons to come. No more are you slaves. You are the fighters of Trag. If victory occurs tomorrow, we have ships to sail away from this accursed island. Let us leave this place deserted as a monument to the death and misery it has caused to creatures everywhere.
When the wild cheering had died down, the two small hedgehogs, Barty and Dorcas, called out,
We're going to Redwall Abbey to live.
Rawnblade picked them both up, one in each huge paw.
If I know the good creatures of that place, you're all going there.
The cavern echoed and re-echoed to the wild applause of Trag warriors, none of them knowing what the morrow would bring, but each one fervently wishing his or her desire to go and live in the fabled Red Wall.
This ends Disc 9.